Well, praise the Lord. Good to see you guys today on this middle of the week, this Wednesday. And here we are in the middle of August. Man, time's just ticking away. I hope you're doing well today. And thank you for taking the time to stop in here on a Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, and joining us for just a simple look at God's Word in the middle of the week. Let me just encourage you to go ahead and hit share. We always ask you to do that. You'd be surprised at the number of people that you add by hitting share, because what you do at that time is you open up your entire list of friends to what you're watching, and some of them will hit on that, and some of them will be snagged into watching us on a weekly basis. So let me just say thank you for that. Go ahead and hit share right now if you would, so that all your friends can have an opportunity to join our online campus. These are challenging times, no doubt, and but we serve a God who's able to help us no matter what times we are living in. And so can we just pause for a moment and pray and ask the Lord's help tonight as we look at the subject of peace? I'm just going to ask the Lord to help us now. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we come to you, the Prince of Peace. We come to you tonight just thanking you, God, that you are our peace. And Lord, you bring a sense of confidence to us, because we know that our lives are not subject to just our own choices, our own directions, our own capabilities. But God, we are subject to you, because if we've come to you in salvation and lordship, then we are your child, we're your children. And so Lord, we thank you that you are our Father, and that you're watching over us, that you're guarding our lives, that you go before us. You're our rear guard. You are the glory and the lifter of our head. And God, for these things, we give you thanks. I pray that the peace that passes all of our understanding tonight would guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, as Paul said. Lord, thank you for your peace that you give us in Jesus' strong name. Amen and amen. Interesting, I had a telephone call this morning from someone who simply called and said, "Hey, Pastor Wallace." I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Can I ask you a question? How do you know, which direction to take in your life?" You know, and for a moment there, I thought, "Wow, that's a pretty loaded question. What direction do I take?" And I said, "Well, obviously, if you're asking me a question like this, it may have something to do with your future and career. It may have something to do with relationships. You know, should I continue to see this person? Should I continue to build a strong relationship with this person, or should I be guarded about it?" So, you know, my answer to this specific person was, you know, it may sound simple to you, but you must follow the way of peace. And so, you know, I wanted to share that with you tonight. Just something that was, you know, kind of stayed with me today as I thought about that. Not just for that person, but for my life as well. Not just for that person and my life, but guess what? For your life as well. Every one of us, the answer is the same. We've got to follow the way of peace. I said, "It sounds quite simple, don't it?" And the person said, "Well, yeah, I guess it does." So I gave an analogy. I'll share this analogy with you as well. You know, when you come to a stoplight, guess what's happening? You know, traffic is buzzing in all directions. It's coming to you, it's going away from you, it's coming from the right, from the left, and depending upon the busyness of where you are, you could be on a rural country road, or you could be on a major expressway, 4 or 5 lanes wide. I've been on both, and I know many of you have. Think about the Florida turnpikes and places like that, where you get out there and, you know, you're going 80 and all of a sudden just, wow, you know, somebody just comes right by you that must have had to be going 95, and they're just buzzing by you like you're just going too slow, you know. And, you know, that's just kind of a good analogy for us tonight, because I use the idea of a stoplight. A stoplight has 3 colors. It has, you know, red means stop, and green means go, yellow means all line up in a row. Did you ever learn that as a kid? stop and go, you know, which way do I go here? Red means stop, green means go, yellow means you all line up in a row, you know, slow down and line up because you're getting ready to stop. So I use that analogy because it's so important for us to be able to hear the voice of God to our spirit. It may not be audible, it may be through circumstance, it may be through just the inner speaking of His powerful voice to your heart. God's, what we call it, the still small voice, saying, you know, this is the way, walk ye in it. So you have to come to a place of peace. If you're at the stoplight, you know, you're sitting there until what happens? The light turns green. And then you can safely, even though it turns green, you know what you need to do? Hey, glance to the right and to the left. Make sure some clown isn't coming by who's not paying attention, or, you know, who's doing this on his phone while he's driving. Because today, that can easily happen. So you see the light turn green, and what is that an indication for you to do? You're hopefully safe to move forward, to put your foot on the accelerator and proceed ahead with caution. So, but on the other hand, if you approach a stoplight and it's yellow, you know what that says to you? Hey, watch out here. You're getting ready to have to come to a halt. So do you have enough room to come to a halt without, you know, hitting the brakes and going into a tailspin? Or are you under there far enough where it's okay just to go ahead? I don't even want to hear the stories about how we've run not just the yellow lights, but the red lights. Let's talk about that red light for a moment. What if the light is red? You know what it means? Hey, stop. Do not move forward. Because if you do, you're in danger. Can we just borrow that analogy and apply that to our spiritual lives for just a moment here? You know, John's Gospel, chapter 16, Jesus said this. He said, I have said these things, all the discourse that he'd been on to them, talking to them disciples. He said that in me, you might have peace. And then he says this, he says, in the world, you will have tribulation, you'll have hardship, you'll have difficulty, you'll have conflict. But he says, take heart because I've overcome the world. So what Jesus is saying here is, in the midst of whatever's going on in the world, and man, do we know there's a lot going on in the world today. He said, in the midst of all of that, I have challenged you to lean on me for what? For peace. Our peace is found in him. Our peace is found in a right relationship with him. Paul talked about it too. He told the church at Thessalonica, I think it's chapter 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. He says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. He's talking to his church there, and he's writing to them. He's writing a letter. He says, now may the Lord himself, the Lord of peace, give you that peace at all times and in every way. That means no matter what season you're going through in your life, that means no matter what time it is for you, whether it's, you know, it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, it doesn't matter. God brings you a great sense of peace. And then he says, hey, church at Thessalonica, may the Lord be with all of you. So, you know, that's really what we want to focus on here tonight in our conversation for just a moment, is just having that sense of peace that comes from God. Have you ever been going through just a, you know, every reason in the world for you to be totally disjointed, totally upset, totally just out of your mind and spirit, and all of a sudden, I've heard people say this and I've experienced it myself, man, I know I should be falling apart here. I know that, you know, that I should be pulling my hair out, but, and I've heard people say it, I've said it myself, but I know I shouldn't feel this way, but I have this sense of peace in my spirit that what? Everything, help me here, is going to be all right. Maybe that's you tonight. Maybe you're tuned in tonight and you're saying, you know what? God's read my mail. I'm going through a difficult time. I should be pulling my hair out, but I'm with you, Pastor. I feel the peace that just surpasses my own understanding. It's blowing me away. It's in my heart. It's in my mind. I can sleep, you know. I remember a time in my life several years ago when I was going through a real hardship as a Christian leader. because of some conflict. And you know what? It should have caused me at night just to lie on the bed and, you know, and count the sheep and twiddle my thumbs and say, you know, God, what on earth am I going to do here? How am I going to handle this season that I'm going through? And it should have, like Psalm 77, the psalmist talks about how I stretched out on tiring hands in the night and my soul refused to be comforted. But here's what he says: I appeal to the years of the right hand of the Most High God. And in that season when you're going through hardship, and it was that way for me, I was not robbed of my sleep. I was not robbed of my peace of mind. I was not robbed of settledness in my heart. Why? Because in my heart is the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is the Prince of all peace. So, you know, that's the encouraging thing today, that, you know, that we can understand that if, you know, if He is your Savior and He is your Lord, then He has given you a wonderful sense of peace. Isaiah 26, Isaiah prophesied this. He said, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Think about that. Let's read it again. "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." So rather than focus on the conflict, rather than focus on what in the world's going to happen here, just like with COVID right now, you know, that's an issue that it just doesn't seem to go away. You know, the numbers are rising, the schools, I saw yesterday where University of North Carolina just, you know, told students, hey, just go ahead home. Things are just changing negatively sometimes for people in a very rapid pace. But you who are in perfect peace, it's because your mind has stayed on Him. Don't think about the worst. Don't think about, oh my God, what's going to happen? Just keep your mind and your spirit focused on the Lord of your life and the one who's able in the midst of a storm. Remember when he was on the Sea of Galilee and the disciples had this huge wind to come up and Jesus is up in the front of the boat. And, you know, don't you care about us? You know, the storm's coming here and you're up here relaxing and Jesus is just resting, taking a rest from ministering to people. And the issue was that he could just look at the storm and say to it, "Peace, be still." And you know what? He can do that in the midst of this pandemic. He can say, "Peace, be still." And you know what? If you're a follower of Christ, that's what he's already said. I choose not to be negative on this COVID thing. I choose not to be fearful on this COVID thing. I choose not to be afraid. Why? Because you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Why? Because I trust in you. My trust is not in the world. My trust is not in the government. My trust is not in the president, whomever he shall be. My trust is not in the system of this culture and this society. My trust is in the God who created us. My trust is in the God whom I gave my life to many, many years ago. My trust is in my Savior and my Lord, and His name is Jesus. And so I trust in Him. The Bible says some trust in horses and chariots, but we call on the name of the Lord, who is what? A strong tower. And the Bible says the righteous, that's you and I who are born again, the righteous run to Him, and you know what they find? Safety and peace. And so thank God for that. I'm so glad that this person called me this morning and asked that question, because it caused me just to think, you know, I need to speak about this tonight. I need to talk to people, because if it's going on in the life of this one person, I can guarantee you that troublesome times, hard decisions to make, whether I move ahead or whether I stop or whether I go, is certainly on the minds of many people today. So here you are at the stoplight of your life. What do you do? Well, do you take the job? Do you quit the job? Do you keep on working 4 more years, or do you retire? Do you marry this man or marry this woman, or do you call this relationship to a close and just let's be friends? How can you know the answer to some of those life-challenging questions? Well, you have to follow the way of peace. And I said to this person this morning, hey, if you get a green light, you can safely move forward. If you get a yellow light, you better just kind of back off here because you might have to come to a screeching halt. Or if you get a red light, stop. Don't go any farther. And if you know, if you know the voice of God to you, how does He speak to you? He speaks to you through His Word. He speaks to you by the Holy Spirit, not just maybe a gentle, still, small voice. Or maybe He speaks to you prophetically through someone and you bear witness that this word that they gave you is aligned with the heart of God for you, and it lines up with God's Word. Or circumstances, or, wouldn't it be nice if God sent you an email? Hey, you got mail. And then God speaks to you and says, hey, take the job. That would really be nice. But you know what? Chances are that's probably not going to happen. So you're trusted with hearing God's voice. And you hear God's voice through a variety of ways, through His Word, through someone else, through a message. Maybe tonight, maybe you are hearing God's voice through His servant, Pastor Wallace. Maybe you're hearing God's voice to say, you know what, I better put my foot on the brake. Or you know what, I'm safe to go ahead. Why? Because He spoke about that perfect peace and my mind is on the Lord and I'm asking God for direction and I trust in the Lord. And if you feel the sense of peace to move forward, then guess what you can do? You can safely move forward. Don't be in a hurry, because God may say, hey, you got a little detour coming up here, or there's an exit ahead of you. You might want to get off there and rest in me for a while. So, I hope this helps you tonight. I hope that this speaks a solid message to your mind and your spirit. Why don't you comment in the section below if you haven't already, and just let us know what you're thinking. Let us know how this word ministered to you, or maybe if you're in a challenging time, Pastor, please pray for me. I'm going through a real specific challenge right now, and I don't want to miss God. I want to be at peace. And so that's my prayer tonight. Can we close out this session here tonight on this Wednesday evening with just a request of prayer for you, that you'll be a person of peace because your mind is stayed on the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to the Prince of Peace. We come to You, Lord, and we ask You, God, to help our brothers and sisters, help our friends, our those who are following us on this online campus for Carpenter Shop. Would You help them tonight? As many are faced with challenging decisions, many are faced with decisions concerning their kids. Do I go to this school? Do I switch school? Do I homeschool? Lord, there's all kinds of things that people are wondering whether they should green, move forward, yellow, be at caution, or stop right where they are and wait for God to proceed with a message that they can move forward on. Father, I pray tonight that You would bring a sense of divine peace and contentment. I hear the Lord say contentment. Contentment to our mind and our spirit, because we trust in You, as the prophet Isaiah said. Lord, thank You for speaking to our hearts today. Thank You for allowing that person to ring the phone today and say, hey, Pastor Wallace, I have a question. Because in that series of just a few moments of conversation, God, You begin to solidify, You begin to speak to me and about what to share tonight. And so I thank You for that. May the God of peace comfort His people tonight. In Jesus' strong name, amen and amen. Well, thank God. Thank you for being here tonight. Hit share on the broadcast if you haven't already. Make a comment below if you haven't already. And don't forget, important announcement, this Sunday, Doug Eccles, Evangelist Doug Eccles, will be with us on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. Revival in the midst of COVID? Why? Why not? Why not call for evangelistic services? Why not call for services that empower and equip and inspire the church? We're open for in-person services, so join us, would you? And we appreciate you being with us tonight and on Sundays. God bless you. Have a safe and peaceful evening and the rest of this week. God bless you. Pastor Wallace here. Love you guys. Thanks for being with us. Have a great evening.